Well, the coming together of so many events around the world as it relates to Scripture is nothing short of astounding. And there is, in my opinion, a convergence of events, both speed and magnitude from that perspective, coming together like I've never seen before. But on the other hand, other people perhaps thought that in the past. Now, in this Solution and Good News segment, I want to take and lay out the timeline again for what the Bible says will be occurring next. As we say in the program, the news of the day cannot be accurately interpreted until you've got the Bible in one hand. And that's how we're looking at it here today, because so many of these things, ladies and gentlemen, we have to simply be looking up and saying, wow, we are in exciting days, and perhaps those days where the return of the Lord is very close at hand. I want to go to Jimmy first. Jimmy, you go back to Matthew 24. The disciples, when Christ were here, they went to Christ and said, what are the markers of the end days? And he laid out things to them. They actually thought it was going to be then. Well, down through history in these last 2,000 years, Christians throughout the ages have really thought on many occasions that the return of the Lord was right at hand. Well, we know that that hasn't happened. Well, now we see a lot of things happening here. So I just want to ask you a simple question. From your perspective, give just a few practical reasons why the reality of the end days, as Christ was saying, is perhaps far more closer at hand now than it was when he talked to the disciples. I mean, obviously 2,000 years, but lay down a few more markers for us.
Well, Sam, you gave the first one. The disciples were listening to what Jesus said there in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, and they believed what he said, and their actions prove that. After he left, Acts chapter 1, it tells us in Acts chapter 17, these same men who heard the Olivet Discourse, believing that Christ was coming at any time, and very soon at that time, 2,000 years ago, they went out and turned the world upside down. That is so practical. Now, our world is already upside down. We need to be turning it right side up. That would be the best thing to do. But they did that. Very interesting, though, you mentioned Matthew 24. Verse 31 says that Jesus, after he had returned to the earth, told the angel, take the trumpet, blow the trumpet, and call a solemn assembly. That is what is done today on the Feast of Trumpets, the return, and I believe the return of Jesus Christ. Remember, in the first three Jewish feasts, Passover, unleavened bread, and the time of first fruits, Jesus Christ crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits. So the same thing must happen in the proper day sequence for the fall feast. Jesus Christ will come back, not the rapture, the second coming, on Feast of Trumpets, Matthew 24, 31. And then remember what Peter said in the Mount of Transfiguration. There was Jesus in his kingdom, which he said they would see before they died. And what did Peter say? Hey, let's put up three tabernacles. Well, the tabernacle is an indicative statement about the kingdom that is coming. Every sign has only intensified from what Jesus said there in that Olivet Discourse. And he said at the end of it, Matthew 24, 37, as it was in the days of Noah, what was happening? Well, there were 3 days of Noah, before the flood, during the flood, and after the flood. Noah lived for 350 years. Where did he live? In a place called Babel, or Babylon, or modern-day Iraq, which concludes, when you read through the book of Revelation, the last thing Jesus will do is destroy Babylon, the little city of Babylon, then come back. We're living in the days talked about in the message on prophecy that Jesus Christ gave there at the Olivet Discourse.